Good morning and welcome to another edition of This Week in the Pecos Valley. I'm Mike Jackson. On the program today, we're talking with Fred Nathan of Thing, New Mexico. His group has been spending time trying to find ways to reform the State Public Regulation Commission.
Tell us more about Thing, New Mexico. What is your organization?
Okay, well, thanks again, Mike, for having me on the show. And Think New Mexico, some of your listeners may be hearing about us for the first time, but those of you that have listened before know we're a results-oriented think tank serving New Mexicans. We're a little bit different than most think tanks out there. You know, most think tanks are either way, way on the left or way, way on the right, and we just believe in a state that's 49th or 50th in too many of these national rankings that the focus ought to be on solutions that move us forward as a state. And consistent with that, we have a board of directors made up of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, and your listeners may be aware of a few of them, like our chairman of the board is a former Republican governor, Gary Carruthers, and our vice chair is a former president of the American Bar Association. She's an attorney in Albuquerque, Roberta Ramo, and we have a former Democratic attorney general, Paul Bardicky. So it's really a group of statesmen and stateswomen who really have no other agenda than to try to help facilitate moving the state forward on some of these rankings where we come in 49th or 50th. We're best known for repealing the tax on groceries, which was a three-year campaign. We also had a campaign to implement full-day kindergarten. And another one that your listeners may be aware of was one to reform the lottery to get more dollars to those hardworking, deserving high school seniors so that they can go to college and less to the, frankly, bureaucratic entity that was running the lottery and that was really skimming too much of the profits for their administration rather than spending it on the beneficiaries of the lottery. And now we're working on PRC reform.
Well, and it's interesting that we're talking about this because I have the little guide that you all put out every year. It's your 2011-2012 annual report, and again, it talks about the PRC reforms going to the voters. Of course, voters took care of these items last fall, but I was just kind of curious if you could tell us just exactly the efforts that you all had to undertake when it came to reforming the PRC.
So it really shouldn't take a think tank, I guess is the first thing I would say, to reform the PRC because the problems have been widely discussed, and I'm sure your listeners have heard about them on your show and read about them in the newspaper. But in a nutshell, it's the most powerful state regulatory agency in the country. They do everything, and they affect our daily lives immensely because they're the ones that regulate our phone bill, landline phone bill, our electric bill, energy bill, and so forth. They also regulate all of insurance, so any insurance policy you have. And they also decide about commercial vehicles in our state, who can enter the market and what prices they can charge. They even get involved in things like the state fire marshal, which is under their jurisdiction, and ski lifts. And so it's a very powerful agency with very few qualifications. The only qualifications to serve as a PRC commissioner was that you were at least 18 years of age, had lived in the state at least a year, and had not been convicted of any felonies. And so we came up with a group of reforms, first to pare back their jurisdiction and get them focused on what should be their core mission, which is utility rate regulation, rather than all these other things like insurance and so forth. So we had two constitutional amendments that passed, one that would remove the Department of Insurance from their jurisdiction, and they had a lot of problems there. They were put on probation three times by their national accrediting agency in the 16 years they had been under the Public Regulation Commission. Interestingly, Mike, always for the same thing, which was stuffing their political cronies into jobs that should be reserved for professionals like accountants and actuaries and lawyers and economists. And so just by the voters taking the Department of Insurance away from the PRC, That was a huge step forward. The other thing that the voters did that I think will be very helpful is took away their corporate reporting unit, where businesses and not-for-profits every year had to file their list of directors and agents for service of process. And it should have been a very simple procedure, but that particular unit had been so dysfunctional. The Albuquerque Journal had documented how they had lost checks and paperwork, and what should have been a five-minute filing in many cases turned out to be weeks and months for businesses in the state to get the paperwork they need to do business. So that one part was paring back their jurisdiction. The other part was raising those qualifications. And that particular amendment passed with more than 535,000 New Mexicans supporting it, about 80% of the vote, the most of any constitutional amendment in the 100-year history of the state, which gives us a very strong popular mandate to increase those qualifications. And maybe I ought to start with that one first, Mike. That's House Bill 47, which was introduced by Ken Martinez, the new speaker, and Tom Taylor, a very well-respected Republican from Farmington, and actually all three of these bills. So now we have to implement these constitutional amendments, and you don't want to clutter the Constitution with long paragraphs and so forth, so we're doing that in statute. But it may be the most important part of this process. So what that bill would do is say that in order to serve on the PRC, you need to at least have a relevant college degree in a number of fields that are relevant to the PRC, like economics, like business, law, accounting, mathematics, statistics, utility rate regulation, water science, and things like that. So a degree in one of those fields, or 7 years of professional experience in a relevant job like accounting, energy or utility, regulatory bodies, earth sciences, economics, energy, engineering, finance, law, utilities, regulation, telecommunications. So those, what we're really trying to do is get people on the commission that either have, as you would expect in the private sector, relevant educational background or a relevant professional experience. Also, interestingly, that bill, as a constitutional amendment, requires that the PRC commissioners get continuing education in regulatory fields like administrative law or economics, et cetera. So we feel very strongly that that bill needs to pass. Again, it's House Bill 47. And then maybe I should go to House Bill 45, also introduced by the same sponsors. And this is the one that works on the insurance issue. So we removed the Department of Insurance from the Public Regulation Commission, but there are important questions now as to where it should be placed. Should it be a cabinet position, or should it be a standalone agency like our Workers' Comp Administration that was reformed about 10 years ago and a lot of people think works really well now? And the other question is, how do we pick the superintendent of insurance now that the PRC doesn't do that? So after talking to a lot of stakeholders, including Senator Carol Lavelle, who I know is in your listening audience, we came up with a bill that makes it a standalone agency. We didn't want to put it under a cabinet position because we think we would just basically be replacing one set of political problems with another, where there, again, would be temptations to put political cronies in jobs that should be reserved for professionals. And then the next question becomes, how do you select the superintendent of insurance? And there we created a committee that would be an independent committee that would be picked half by the legislature, half by the governor, since they're co-equal branches of government. Each branch would get four selections, and then those eight committee members would pick the chairman from a former superintendent of insurance, someone who understands that position, obviously, and can balance the interests of both consumers and the industry, or someone else with similar extensive knowledge of insurance. And I know that system can work because the PRC, when they picked this last superintendent of insurance, John Franchini, they went through five superintendents in a four-month period because it's, again, a very political agency. And at the end, they had lost all credibility, so they created a committee where each commissioner picked two people, and I was fortunate to be one of the people on that committee of 10. There are five commissioners, each picked two, and it worked really well. Part of the reason was that Carol Lavelle was one of the co-chairs, but we had liberals, we had conservatives, we had rural people, we had urban people, and you would have guessed that it was going to be a Donnybrook, but we were all looking for the same thing, a really qualified superintendent of insurance, and we came together, and that system worked really well, and that's what we're trying to replicate in this statute. And then the third bill is House Bill 46, again carried by Speaker Martinez and Representative Tom Taylor of Farmington. And that bill is to implement the constitutional amendment that takes corporate reporting away from the PRC and merges it with the Secretary of State's corporate reporting unit, which is what 35 states already do. And the idea here is to create an efficient one-stop shop for businesses to do these filings with a minimum of hassle and to sort of put the end to that bureaucratic nightmare. So those are the three bills, Mike. I took too long to explain them, but they're complicated and they're important.
Fred, I've enjoyed talking to you for the last few minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Well, you know, the one other thing, and thank you, Mike, once again for providing me with this opportunity. And I'm guessing some of your listeners may be interested and want more information, and I would encourage them to visit our website at www.thinknewmexico, written out as one word, .org. And there they can learn more about the PRC and some of these issues. And if they want to contact their legislators, we can save them the stamp. If they just click on the Action Center, we have pre-scripted letters that they can write to their legislators. You don't even have to know who your state senator is or who your state representative is. Just by typing in your address, the computer will give you that information, and then all you have to do is click on the button. You can send them a pre-scripted letter, or you can edit the letter in any way you choose and get in touch with some of your legislators. And I know, Mike, that you have a really good, strong group of legislators in your part of the state. Candy Spence Zell, Bill Gray, Catherine Brown, Nora Espinosa on the House side, and I believe on the Senate side, Gay Kernan and Carol Lavelle, who I talked about earlier, and Ron Griggs, who's a freshman, as well as Cliff Pirtle. So it's a strong group, and I know they'll appreciate hearing from your listeners.
That is going to wrap it up for another edition of the program for this week. We'll look forward to talking to you next week right here.